here's Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Can you tell me, Chris, what is Bachelors Anonymous?
Bachelors Anonymous, Phil, is a group of single men who share dating tips and experiences. It's kind of a round table on dating tips. I've been dating, just to give an example of a story that we brought up at our roundtable on Tuesday night last week. I've been dating this woman for 4 months, and she is very special to me. She's very, very beautiful. She does modeling for the top fashion magazines.
Where did you meet her?
I met her over at the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach, which is just a place where a lot of us go. And I approached her, and we hit it off that night, and we really hit it off well. I took her home that night.
Okay.
And
Where are you right now, Chris?
I'm just working out, Phil. I'm over at Gold's Gym in Manhattan Beach right now. Just
You're doing some weightlifting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. So you hit it off with this lady you met at the Rusty Pelican.
Yes, sir. And one of the things that we do have in common is that we're both, she does modeling. I've been told I'm very handsome. I have done some modeling, and I'm really nervous.
That's okay. You're doing well.
That we're used to people staring at us. So I guess it gave us an automatic bond.
All right. Now, you mentioned this lady that you're very interested in, that you're serious about. She has a child, right?
Well, yeah, it's like the old saying, every silver lining has a dark cloud. She has this baby or this kid.
How old is he?
Well, it's a girl, and it's about 18 months old.
All right, so what is the problem with her having this child?
Well, I think you need to understand, being a single man, I started going out with her, and I was nice to the baby, and I would try and play with it, but it never always was that much fun to play with, because the kid, it's not a smart kid. It's not a stupid kid. It's an okay kid, but it's not that smart. So you can't play catch with it. And I thought the kid was sort of stupid, but I did play with the kid because Cindy liked me to do it, and Cindy and me, you know, I would like to maybe settle down with her someday. I mean, I think she could be the one. So we've been going out, though, and I have a moral dilemma, and how do I tell her that, number one, and this is something a lot of guys go through, and if you have men listening to audience right now, they'll identify. If you're dating a woman who has a child, number one, I think the kid, this is a problem that I'm having, a lot of guys have this, I think her kid is not that intelligent.
You're talking about Cindy's baby. This is her daughter. What's her daughter's name?
Her daughter's name is Shannon.
Okay. So you don't think the kid's that intelligent?
No, sir. And I don't like to put it this way, but the kid is, it's kind of stupid. I mean, it doesn't really talk. It doesn't have no opinions or anything if you wanted to talk to the kid.
Well, it is. It's an 18-month-old baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, it's not interesting to be with, so it's not stimulating on any intellectual level. But number two, and here's the part, is I really don't like the kid that much. I mean, it pulls her attention away at inappropriate times.
It's pulling Cindy's attention?
Yeah, it's Cindy's attention away. I mean, if we're having romance, she'll say the kid needs to have some cough medicine or whatever, and then she leaves me, and I tell her I can see, I mean, it's obvious I can see who she loves more, and that kind of is tough, where she loves the kid more than me, but I'm the adult, and I give her way, 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 way more pleasure. But I do have the solution. And that would bring me to number three, which a lot of guys I know would want to know. I want to talk to her about an idea that I've been kicking around, and that would be to give custody of her daughter back to her ex-husband so that she and I can have more time together. And if you know about custody, she can visit the kid on weekends and it won't interfere with our life. Because it's getting frustrating for me.
All right, Chris, now you guys get together once a week, Bachelors Anonymous, and you kick around these ideas. How many guys are in your group?
Any given time, we have anywhere from like 10 to 20 to 30 guys, but we're starting them around the area.
And your problem is that you have a girlfriend who you care about very much. 4 months you've been seeing her?
Yes, sir.
But you don't like her kid, and you want her to give custody of this child back to her ex-husband.
That is correct, yes, sir.
All right, I want to ask you a question. You say this lady is a model.
Yes, that's correct.
How much does she make?
A lot of money.
I mean, I would imagine she's a professional model.
Yes, sir.
Has she been in magazines?
She's been in L.
She's been in L, so she would be a very highly paid model. What, about like $1,000 an hour or something?
I would imagine.
Okay, what do you make?
Well,
I mean, you're a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company, right?
That is correct, yeah.
How much do you make?
Well, I mean, I don't make that much, you know.
So why is she with you, and I don't mean to insult you?
Well, I mean, like I said, we're both very good-looking people, and we have this connection. It's like at a higher level that a lot of people don't understand. I know what it's like for her to have people want you, because that's the way it is for me, and I know what it's like to have people stare at you.
All right, let me give our number out here. We're talking with Chris Norton from Bachelors Anonymous. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. He has a girlfriend he's been going out with for 4 months. Her daughter is 18 months old. He doesn't like her kid, and he thinks the solution is to have the ex-husband take custody. You don't like the kid because the kid is not very stimulating?
Well, I mean, I think it's a normal thing for a lot of guys to have a real problem with a kid of your girlfriend. I think this is something you need to understand, Mr. Henry. You've probably been married for a long time.
I used to date women who had children.
Okay, but it's a very normal thing, and I want guys to understand it's a normal thing. There's nothing wrong with not liking your girlfriend's kid. It never takes care of itself. It's always needy. And I got to tell you, I think I have dealt with this very well. And there are days when I feel so frustrated because I love Cindy. I love her so much. And I want her to be with me so much. And her kid, and she can't see it. Her kid is keeping us apart. That I want to just take the kid some days and just throw it out of a window or something. I know that I would never do.
All right, now you're talking about some.
No, I would never do that. But, I mean, I'm just saying that's the frustration that a lot of guys feel. And there was a day last week I was looking at the kid who was playing in front of the fireplace, and we had a fire going because it was a cold day in California. And I just looked at the kid, and I went, I wish Cindy could realize how much I loved her and how much the kid interrupts the good sex that we have. And I thought it would be sick, but what if I just stuffed the kid into the fireplace? And that would be sick.
Yes, that would be sick. It would be criminal, sir.
That's exactly right, but that's the frustration. I would never do it. But that's the frustration.
To put a child into a raging fire?
I would never do it. But that's a frustration. Because every time, I mean, we have good sex. And our romance is good. And then the kid will interrupt it. And
well, this is the thing about having a girlfriend with a kid. And
well, excuse me, Mr. Henry. I mean, I understand, okay? I've dated a lot of women. I mean, I've been around a lot of women. Okay, I don't know.
Well, I'm just giving you the benefit of my experience.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is I think that I've had more experience than you, and I'm not denigrating your experience, but I've slept with probably over 500 women.
Okay. All right, I haven't done that, but I'm just saying going out with a woman who has a child presents challenges, her attention will be drawn to the child.
That's right, and what I'm saying and what I'm telling Bachelors Anonymous, go and ask her about giving up custody to the ex-husband. And what I'm telling you, there is a way for the kid to stop ruining things, and that's for the father to take over custody. And all you have to do...
So you recommend to men who have girlfriends with kids, try and get the ex-husband to take the kid back.
Exactly. In fact, what I'm going to do, and I tell many in our Bachelors Anonymous group, if you're in the position that I'm in, go find the ex-husband and talk with him man-to-man. Tell him that you're getting with his ex-wife, and it's good, and... or it's getting good and the two of you are hooking up and his kid is getting in the way, and ask him man to man if he wouldn't mind taking custody of the kid back, and he'll understand because he's a man and he can understand how little kids get in the way of sex. He'll probably doesn't like the kid much more than you do, but it's a smaller him biologically, but he probably don't like the kid much more than you do because he's a man, and men don't like the kid as much as a woman does.
All right, I don't have any biological children of my own. And
well, that you need to understand. And a lot of things, and some of this is printed up in a Bachelor's Anonymous handbook as well.
All right, Chris Norton with us from Bachelor's Anonymous. And you're at Gold's Gym working out?
Yeah, I am, because I'm going out with Cindy tonight. We're going to maybe do some dancing. I like to get pumped up a little bit.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No, that's all right. It's been a long time since I've been at the gym myself. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton from Bachelors Anonymous. What to do when your girlfriend, who you care about very much, has a kid. He decided that he's going to go to her ex-husband and ask him to take custody back of the child because, in point of fact, the husband probably doesn't like the kid much more than the boyfriend does, but it is his child. He also said that he is getting frustrated with the child being around so much that there are times that he fantasizes throwing it out a window. And Chris, you realize how dangerous that is.
I'm not serious. I'm saying I understand how some guys get to that point.
Are you justifying child abuse?
No, sir. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if you're the boyfriend of a woman and you have good sex, and then the baby get in the way, and you just sometimes you fantasize just about taking the kid and stuffing it somewhere. I mean, that's all I'm saying. But maybe when the kid gets older and it can take care of itself, then it can come back, and that's the good news. That's the good news we share at Bachelors Anonymous. When the kid gets older and can wipe up and everything and take care of itself, it can come back. You'll retake it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What are you doing right now, by the way?
Right now, I'm doing some shoulder work. Hold on for just a minute. That's two. That's three. I'm doing basically shoulder work right now, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, because I was trying to do some weights about 2 summers ago. Anyway, Chris Norton, if you have a girlfriend who's got a kid, or if you're a woman with a kid and your boyfriend finds the kid getting in the way, you can give custody of it back to your ex-husband, and when it gets older, you can take the kid back. But the kids get in the way of good sex. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, are you doing reps on the shoulders?
I'm doing shoulder reps right now. That's 10. Okay. Oh, man. But basically, I like to work shoulders, do upper body Tuesday and Thursday. I do lower body I do Tuesday, Thursday, and I forget what comes out. Okay, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'll do lower body, and then on basically I'll do a lot of aerobics on the weekends, a jog on the beach. A lot of times just take a walk on the beach or something like that.
All right, we're talking with Chris. We're on the air right now, and we're talking with Chris Norton, Bachelors Anonymous. His girlfriend has a 18-month-old daughter that is getting in the way. You're saying of your romance with her.
That is correct, yes, sir. And it's not like I don't like the girl. I do not like the child, but it's not like I don't like kids. I do like kids. I think it's hard to like a kid that is not your kid. I would rather like a kid that's my kid. And Cindy and I, when she becomes my wife, we will have babies, and I will like them. But her daughter, I don't really like because she's not very stimulating.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You say you got into a fight with her?
We had a fight the other night because I wanted her to come with me to, they were having an 80s retro night at Benihana's, and she said, what about a baby? And I said, if you could, like, leave some food.
All right, we lost the connection there. Is the gentleman there?
I'm sorry, Phil. Yes, sir, I'm right here. If you could put a block of cheese in the crib.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to, I have Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Ha!
Yes, ma'am.
Chris, I think you've got some major problems.
What?
Well, for starters, that child's only going to get older.
I can't
and
hear
if
you.
If that child gets older, the needs are going to increase with the child.
No, but then at least the kid will be more interesting to be with.
That's not necessarily. Have you ever dealt with a teenager?
Well, first of all,
teenagers are very opinionated.
First of all, it's a girl, and teenage girls I can deal with. I can talk to them. They like me. they do. I mean,
when you have your own kids and you're tired of them and they're not stimulating, where are you going to give them to?
I'm not going to be tired of them. I'm just saying that Cindy's daughter is not very stimulating, and I don't think it's very smart.
Well, you're the adult here in this situation. You need to find a way of
why can't she give the custody
building
back?
A bond with
why
this
can't
child?
She give the custody back to her ex-husband, and we'll have more time?
That's not necessarily. I mean, doesn't the ex-husband have care of the child now on the weekends?
Yeah. Okay, that's 48 hours a month. Well, I'm talking
still,
about
this
the life that we have.
Be a part of Cindy's life, no matter how you look at
that's
it.
That's right.
Child will
that's
always
right.
be.
But not
a part
every
of this
day.
Child.
What I'm saying
there's,
is not every
a package
day.
Package deal, bud.
All right. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a comment for you. I'm secretly hoping that you're joking about all this, because if you're not, you're the biggest idiot I have ever had the pleasure of coming across in my entire life.
Ma'am, I love this woman very much, and her daughter
You don't love her. If you don't even love her,
in the picture.
Listen, you do not love this woman. You love yourself.
No, ma'am.
But here's another
yes.
thing. Here's another
everybody
thing.
Should love themselves.
Well, I think you love yourself a little more than anything else. That's what it sounds like. But listen, here's another thing.
Easy for you to
this
say, ma'am.
This is an 18-month-old baby, and you're worried about stimulating conversation? Listen, I think your intellect is probably that of an 18-month-old, but I really can't believe that you have such expectations of a baby. You really
ma'am,
know what you need to do?
No, I'm just saying. She's 18 months old. She doesn't say anything.
Well, we said that.
You know what?
That's
if you
the
knew
point.
Anything,
that's the point of what I'm saying. The kid's too young to see you have a kid.
Well, then, how, you know, I, you know,
see,
can you just
so
say
you can't
you don't
understand.
Like the kid?
You can't understand.
Listen, there's no hope for your relationship. You don't like her kid. And if this woman, this model, has any sense, she'll see right through that after, you know, after you guys go out on a few more dates.
Well,
but,
I mean, we've been going out for 4 months, and I do provide her with good sex. Because she's a model.
Provide her with what?
With good sense.
Oh, God, good sense. I know you must be joking. You sound like such a meathead. But listen, let me just make one last comment.
I have not called you one name, and all you've done is insult me.
I know,
I'm saying...
You're right. That's
yeah.
not fair of me to do that, but I'm so angry
thing,
right now.
Well, let me say this, okay? First of all, what's wrong with approaching her ex-husband man-to-man and say, take the kid back, when the kid's older... Then you can have the kid back.
You know what? Listen, it's not your place to do that, for one thing. But the other thing is, why? What kind of a mother would allow some kind of transaction to go on
yeah,
with her
well,
child?
Let me jump
Please.
In here. The ex-husband, you'd be lucky if you got out of there alive. I mean, no ex-husband's going to hear from some boyfriend that he's never met before about taking custody of his kid back.
Well, actually...
He might, you know,
well, I mean, look, you know, with all due respect, I don't think you sound... No, I shouldn't say it, but are you hot?
Oh, please. This is, let me just tell you one thing.
I love this woman very much, and
I know,
if you think love
great.
Is something to be bad, then that's bad.
You know what? If any woman dates a man who doesn't love her child, then you two are made for each other.
No,
but let me
I'm
tell
being
you one
honest
last thing.
With,
one
I'm
last
being
thing.
Honest with her. I don't like her kid. And
well, then, you know what? She'll dump you. I really hope she dumps you. But
or
you know what I hope
give
happens?
The kid back.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Go talk to her ex-husband man to man, and I hope he kicks your ass.
You know something, ma'am? If that kid, you hear your kid in the background right now?
Yeah.
You know what I would love to do is take it and just throw it.
Oh, I'm
That's
sure
how,
you would, Mr. Violent Californian.
Oh, okay, dumbass Floridian. Why don't you go hump another alligator?
Okay,
all right.
That's
Yeah, what are you dating these days, huh? Alligator or a manatee?
All right. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman does not like his girlfriend's kid. He would like her ex-husband to take custody of it until it becomes older and easier to deal with. He says their love and the sex they have together is way too good for this kid to get in the way. He's also said, and I think this bears repeating, that sometimes he looks at her kid and feels like just throwing it through a window. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Chris Norton. You're at Gold's Gym in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
What are you doing, some deep knee bends now?
We're not doing it right now. I'm working my calf muscles. Just got 3 more reps to do. 2 more. 1 more. All right. We're
Man, that's a workout, huh?
That is a workout, Phil. It's definitely about it. But if you care about your body and you're serious about conditioning, I've been serious about conditioning since I was probably about 7 or 8 years old. I've always, I had calf implants about 2 years ago, and they do tone out the shape real good. So,
all right, we're getting back to you going out with this lady, Cindy. She's a model. She has a child. You don't like the kid because you say the kid's boring and uninteresting, and you're thinking about going to the ex-husband and asking him to take back custody because you're getting so upset with the child interfering with the sex that you have with her mother. You've thought about throwing the kid into a fireplace, you said.
I, Mr. Henry, I think I need to be clear. I never did throw the kid into no fireplace. I thought about it, that's all.
Because you're angry with the time that...
Yes, I'm angry with the time the child takes away from me and the sex that Cindy and I have, which is very good sex.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Hey, Chris, I really got to know, what is it that makes you think that a woman who would give up her child would be worth staying with?
Not to give up the child just to have visitation and not full time.
If you think that she would give up the child and she could love this child in the same breath, man, you got another dream coming. Any woman who would give up her child has no desire to have the child with her, doesn't love the child. It's that simple. And if she doesn't love her own child, do you think she could have any love for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's easier to love a man than a kid because a kid don't give you nothing back.
That is her progeny. That is a child from her own loins.
Sexuality.
No, but you got to hear what this man's saying. This woman, to give up a child...
I think she could give the child up because she's not competent to have the child. And she could say that because how do you have a relationship and also have a kid? You know how hot this woman is?
I don't think that's really a pertinent point to this conversation.
Well, she is hot.
Well, that's great. There are a lot of hot women in California. Why don't you find a single one then?
Because this woman, oh yeah? Okay, she's a model.
There are a lot of models in California.
Hey, dude, if it's so easy, why don't you come on out and nab one?
Yeah, I'm very happily married. And I've had my fair share.
Okay, so the point here, gentlemen?
I don't know. I answer all his questions.
All right, Mark, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Andy. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're thinking with your penis, not your brain, and you're a classic example of why we have child protection laws.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's exactly what I said. You are a classic example of why we have child protection laws.
I said your penis instead of your brain. I only thought about throwing the kid through a window. I didn't do it.
Well, if you think about it, that means you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's bad enough.
Well, here's the thing. It's better to only think about stuffing a kid out a window than actually doing it. And
well,
that's what I live by that.
There are more popular things than sex, believe it or not.
Oh really?
That's a biggie, but any woman that would let you
like even what,
consider
man?
Like, going out with you is out of their mind.
What, like sniffing glue? I mean, what's better than sex? What?
You need to go see a doctor really bad.
What are we talking about? Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters? I mean, dude.
Well, whatever. I am thankful as hell that
when
my daughter's not your girlfriend.
Hey, when you go over
for your sake, because I would be there in a minute to stop that.
If you're what?
I said I'm glad my daughter is not your girlfriend because I would be there to stop you in a minute. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life.
You can't order somebody out of someone's house unless they want you to have them out.
Yep, I've lost you.
Well, when you go to your boyfriend's house, does he...
Okay. Thank you very much, Andy. Do you hear what that man said?
What?
If that were his daughter, he would go over to her house and he would punch you out, man.
I don't understand.
He would beat you up for what you're thinking about that kid, stuffing it in a fireplace, throwing it out a window.
If you think about it, you release the injury that you are keeping squeezed up.
You release the injury that you're keeping squeezed up? What are you talking about? You mean the anger that you have?
Yes. The anger that I have, if I think about it, then I won't do it.
Why don't you just get out of this woman's life so that you're not thinking about taking her kid and throwing it through a window?
It's because I'm only because I'm frustrated because Cindy and I can't have the sex we want when the kid's got to have his medicine. He's got cystic fibrosis, which I understand. Is it
cystic fibrosis? Good God, that's a disease where the child can't breathe. It's got lungs fill up with phlegm. That's a 24-hour disease. You know what you have to do with a child that's got cystic fibrosis?
Well, that's the whole thing. I don't want to know. If they gave the kid back, then it...
Well, no mother is going to do that. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Sharon, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
That's why I'm working out as hard as I don't want to hurt
Hi.
The kid.
My name is Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling to let him know that, you know, you can replace the men in your life, but you cannot replace your children.
Well,
and if I was her, I would replace you in a heartbeat.
She could give it to her ex-husband.
She don't need to give it to her ex-husband. She bore that child because she wanted that child, and if she had any brains, well, apparently she does, and she's beautiful and she makes a lot of money, you ain't worth crap.
Well, I'm sorry, man, I was just...
I said, you aren't worth crap.
Who,
you
me?
Aren't worse than nothing. And if
Are
you're
talking?
So good looking and you've had so many women in your life,
first of all,
there's a problem in your life, period. And
ma'am,
if your sex life is so great with her and it gets interrupted with this child, you're interrupting this child's life because this child could die if it doesn't have its mother's attention.
First of all, ma'am, right now I'm at Gold's Gym. I'm working out my upper body.
We're
my
at
lower
a
body.
Gold's Gym.
Huh?
Where do you live?
I live in Manhattan Beach, California.
Well, I'm in Utah. If I'd get there in a heartbeat, I'd castrate
you. If you saw me at Gold's Gym, you'd think that I was
You
hot.
Know what? Looks
you'd
aren't everything,
hot.
And I don't care how good in bed you are or how good looking you are.
You ain't never
you
had it
this new girl is so is
yeah,
is not intellectual, and you're a grown man, and you have no intellect. You have no brain.
The reason why I'm hot is because I work out, and that's why she loves
me. Oh, well, hey, I'm hot, too, and I'm a grandma.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You're hot from
I'm
what?
I'm hot, too, and I'm a
logs?
Grandma.
From what, splitting rails?
Yeah, I split them all.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. See, you're so ignorant. You have no business
what?
Running a bachelor's.
If you come to the gym right now and you saw me in my workout shorts.
You know, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything. We're talking about a child's life.
I
don't
too.
Care what you look
Ma'am,
like. You
I'm
have no brain.
I'm talking about a child.
You don't even
too.
Have any brains at the other end.
Hello. You,
you
don't
use
need them
your
at the
brain
other,
at the other end.
You don't need them at the other end. But if you had sex, you'd know about that, which
hey,
you
I,
probably don't.
Yeah, well.
And the kid? I am thinking about the kid.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you
I
want
am.
Her to give up her child. That is her child. She chose to have, and you want to give it to the
I'm
father.
I'm so pissed off. I'm doing a couple of more. Bicep
you
probably,
you just need to die and get off the face of the earth.
Hey, you know something? If the kid stays, what's better? The kid being in the custody of his dad?
No, the kid
or me throwing
stay.
It through
you
a window?
Need, the kid needs to stay. You need to leave because that kid's not in a safe environment right now. And if you come and told me, and if I was her, and you told me to give my child up to my husband, I would never see you ever again.
You know
if
something?
She is
in your dreams that
yeah,
you would
never,
be her.
Never.
In your dreams, you'd be her.
No.
Yeah,
well,
then you'd wake
that
up.
That would be nice, but you wouldn't be a part of it because I have the brains to go along with the body.
What's wrong?
I dropped the weight on my foot.
I'm sorry, but I'm not even going to argue with you. You're weak. So goodbye. Good luck.
Ow!
Well, pick the weight off of your foot.
That hurt.
What a baby. I'm real hot. I'm sexy.
The 10-pound barbell, you ass.
Well, dude, finish your workout. Go see Cindy.
Yeah, I'm going to put her kid through the ice maker.
Yeah, you're a freak. That's okay. We have her address. We will send the police there momentarily.